కఠోపనిషత్ పీస్ చాంట్ శాంతి మంత్ర. ఓం సగనావతు సగనో మునక్తు సగ వీర్యం కరవావహై తేజస్వినోదితమస్తు మా విద్విషావహై. ఓం శాంతి శాంతి శాంతి. రెవిలేషన్ ఆర్ డైరెక్ట్ ఇంట్యూషన్ అపరోక్ష అనుభూతి ఈస్ దిస్ సోర్స్ ఆఫ్ ద నాలెడ్జ్ ఆఫ్ ది ఆత్మన్ ఆర్ ద సుప్రీం సెల్ఫ్. దిస్ ఆత్మన్ ఈస్ డిఫికల్ట్ టు బి నోన్, ఈస్ వెరీ సటిల్, ఇట్ కెనాట్ బి అబ్టైన్డ్ బై ఆర్ డూయింగ్. ఎ సెల్ఫ్ రిలైజ్డ్ గురు ఈస్ నెసెసరీ టు లీడ్ ది ఆస్పిరెంట్స్ ఇన్ ది స్పిరిచువల్ పాత్. వన్ ఈస్ గుడ్ విత్ అనదర్ ఇస్ ప్లెజెంట్. Blessed is he who between them chooses the good alone, shreyas. But he who chooses what is pleasant, prayer, loses the true end. Shreyas is the good, the supreme self, the knowledge of which leads to moksha or the final emancipation. Shreyas is that which is pleasant. It is sensual pleasure. The individual soul is essentially identical with Brahman. Through illusion or ignorance, he imagines that he is bound, he is doing actions, and is attempting to get deliverance or emancipation. He who trusts the path of truth, who accepts the good, attains immortality and eternal bliss. But he who chooses the pleasant, his for the sensual pleasures, loses the goal of life, undergoes various sorts of miseries, sorrows and troubles, and is caught in the wheel of births and deaths. Shreya Marga is the path of knowledge. Praya Marga is the path of ignorance or the path of pleasure. You will have to abandon sensual pleasures breathlessly if you wish to attain the everlasting bliss of the soul or Atman. The good and the pleasant take hold of man. The wise man examines and distinguishes them. The wise man prefers the good, but the ignorant man chooses the pleasant for the sake of the body. The path of knowledge and the path of pleasure are thrown open to a man. He can choose any path he likes. Just as a swan separates the milk from a mixture of milk and water and drinks milk alone, so also the wise man separates the good in life and follows the good alone. When men know that the Shreya Marga leads to the attainment of immortality, freedom and eternal bliss, and the prayer to transitory sensual enjoyments and bondage, therefore they prefer the good to the pleasant. But the foolish or the ignorant, who have no intelligence to discriminate between the good and the pleasant, who have no idea of the good, the means of attaining it and the fruits, choose the pleasant through greed for fattening and preserving the body and for the sake of enjoying pleasures. The two paths are certainly opposing and wide apart. They lead to different results. They are opposite like light and darkness. Avidya or ignorance is the path of the pleasant. It leads to misery, grief and bondage. Vidya or knowledge is the path of the good. It is beneficial. It confers freedom and final emancipation. Now hear the marks of delusion. The ignorant who live in the middle of darkness but fancy themselves as wise and learned go round and round deluded in many crooked ways like the blind led by the blind. Those men who live in samsara in the midst of ignorance or thick darkness, they have neither right understanding nor discrimination. They are held and bound by a thousand and one ties of expectation. They are entangled in thousand and one meshes found by formed of attachment for children, wife, wealth, property, house, etc. They are ignorant, but regard themselves as intelligent and well-versed in the Shastras. They do not attain salvation. They are caught again and again in the wheel of births and deaths. They undergo the pains and miseries of samsara, such as birth, old age, disease, sorrow, pain and death. Just as the blind, led by the blind on rough and uneven roads suffer, even so the ignorant undergo suffering. The way to the hereafter is not apparent to the ignorant and who is foolish, deluded by the delusion of wealth. This is the world he thinks, there is no other. Thus he falls again and again into the net of death. Wealth is the most powerful of intoxicants in the world. It generates pride and vanity. It produces turbidity in the mind and clouds the understanding. It veils the intellect. The necessary means for attaining liberation are not apparent to the ignorant, to the careless man who is ever thinking of his son, wife and wealth, and who is enveloped by the darkness caused by wealth. Sensual pleasure is the goal of the worldly man. Money is his god and goal. Eat, drink and be merry. This is his supreme philosophy. Many are not even able to hear of the Atman. Many, even when they hear of the Atman, do not comprehend it because their minds are not purified.